12,516, 20643 Daisy Road LLC, care of Ray Patton, seeks variances from the minimum lot size requirement and the minimum lot width requirement for proposed lot line adjustment, section 115-42 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Daisy Road within Rehoboth Manor subdivision. The 911 address is 20643 Daisy Road, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 334, map 19.12, parcel 38.02. And also this, on this, we're hearing case number 12,517, Ray and Carolyn V. Patton. They seek variances from the front yard, rear yard, setback requirements for existing structures, and minimum lot size requirement, and the minimum lot width requirement for proposed lot line adjustments. For sections 115-42, 115-182, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Daisy Road within Rehoboth Manor subdivision. The 911 address is 20637 Daisy Road, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 334, map 19.12, parcel 38.01. Staff would note that there were zero letters of support for these cases. There was one letter of opposition for case number 12,516, and three mail returns for both cases.
This.
And I guess just before we get started on this,
Mr. Chair, I just note this for the record that these two cases are being heard combined. There are different applicants, but based on the application that's been submitted, it seems like they are related applicants and that there's an LLC versus individual owners. And the part of what's being sought here is lot width and lot size due to lot line adjustment. But I do note that on the case 12517, there are some additional variances. I believe Ms. Norwood explained that as well. I just want to make sure it was clear that that's why we're combining these two. And if anyone has comments that are specific to one application or the other, we'd ask that any of those comments be made before the statement, hey, I'm only applying to this application or the other.
Please come forward.
Good evening, members of the board. I'm Bill Schaub, and last time I was here, different board for the most part, nobody had a mask on. But so it's the new world at the moment. So I think the idea of combining these two is smart because it's almost impossible to talk about one without the other. They're owned by the same people, and the issues really are involving just those two lots. They don't affect any other lots. Ms. Patton, who came from Houston, Texas for this hearing, is here, so she would testify. So would you swear beforehand?
Sure. Ma'am, can you step up to the podium? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Carolyn Patton, 519 Glenchester Drive, Houston, Texas.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
So although Ms. Patton is from Houston, Texas, she actually spent her summers here and is related to the marvels of Georgetown and the Lingo family of Rehoboth. And she and her husband bought two properties in the past 10 years. And this case is actually a little bit analogous to the last one you heard in that you have old homes on old lots and applying new regulations. The big difference here, though, is we are not asking to expand. We're asking to basically straighten out pre-existing conditions that were fine when the properties were built, but don't meet under present standards, so that they can be renovated into today's standards. Before going forward, I would like to give to the board, I just received two letters in favor from neighbors, and I can give a copy for each application or one copy for applying to both, because the letters apply to both. And I also had, with each application, I had presented a survey and some pictures, but I have just another couple pictures, and I have one for everybody here. The first here, well, the first application, number 12517, that pertains to I mix up my daisy roads here because they're side by side. That pertains to 20643 Daisy Road. And that is in fact owned by 20643 Daisy Road LLC. And the member of that LLC is Mrs. Patton. That is a property that they bought in 2017. It was as Mrs. Patton testified, in not terrible condition, but required a great deal of work. But for the most part, the work was interior work. And then they have fixed the exterior to make it look as it does today. But the lot upon which it sits is in an area that requires 10,000 square foot lots, and this lot was never 10,000 square feet, at least has not been for many, many years. It was, I think, 7,200 square feet as we speak. So it's undersized, so this was a legal non-conforming property when they purchased it. The next door property, likewise, legal non-conforming property when they bought it. They bought that in 2007. Now that property is different, and you can see from the picture, we have a before and after. Now that's just the back of the property, but you can see, I think, that what the condition of that home was when it was purchased. So that, again, legal non-conforming, it's only 5,400 square feet or so as it is. So the application is to take one non-conforming lot and make it a little more non-conforming in order to expand the one next to it, which is non-conforming, and make it a little less non-conforming. And the reason for that is the patents intend to use the home on the left for their personal residence, and to do so, they might, it is not certain, but they would like to possibly be able to go up to enclose what is shown as the screen porch on the picture, and then possibly add a porch or a deck above that, or an enclosed area above that.
Mr. Shaw, before we get too far, I know you've talked at different ways of identifying the property. The survey references a lot 47
Yes.
And a lot 48. For purposes of clarity, and perhaps to keep my head straight, could you reference it in that regard?
I will.
I think that will help us. And my understanding is that case number 12516 applies to lot 47, and case number 12517 applies to lot 48. Am I correct on that, Ms. Norwood?
Yes. 12516 applies to lot 48. Is that?
The first application applies to lot 47 based on what the application says.
Let's see.
The one that's owned by the patents.
The one owned by the patents is lot 47. The one owned by the LLC is lot 48. Does that make sense? The house in the blue house in the pictures is on lot 48.
Okay.
And that is owned by the LLC. The smaller house, which is on the left, and there's a picture there showing both houses, that is on lot 47.
And they're planning to move to lot 47?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And I'm sorry if I made it confusing.
I think just identifying the lot numbers is a little helpful to me. I don't know if it helps the board.
So the patents, when they bought lot 47, it was, as you can tell from the picture, just the back of the house, it was uninhabitable. It had to be torn down. They instead, on using the same footprint, renovated it. They added on in the back, and there was no setback issue in the back. But the front of the house, the present house, is exactly where the house that existed when they bought in 2007 sat. So they didn't expand the footprint then. But so it's legal nonconforming, but it's also only 17.3 feet from the road, and it needs to be 30. So to go up, to enclose, that would be expanding a nonconforming lot. So in order to do that, they need to get a variance. So on lot 47, the variances for the front all relate to their ability, future ability to go up. Has nothing to do with going out. They won't be expanding the house out in the front because they can't, because this variance would stop that. The variance for lot 48, by moving the property line, would then allow them, when they expand, if they renovate lot 47, to go out a little on the side. Because if you see, it's a very narrow little deck on the right side of the smaller house. And it would allow them to have stairs and a better deck, because they might enclose the existing porch. On lot 48, right now there's a straight line between lot 47 and lot 48. That lot line would be moved as shown on the survey, and that would take off about approximately 600 square feet. It would go from 7,245 square feet to 6,656 square feet. So it's reducing a non-conforming lot, so they need a variance to do that. They're reducing this total size. At the present time, it is 75 feet wide in the front. They want to reduce that to 60, is it to 60, I'm sorry, I have it here somewhere, 66 feet, sorry, 64.22 feet, and they're doing that to get the additional space in the front for the next house, for the next door on lot 47, so that they would have room if they built up and if they move out a little on the side. As for lot 48, The end result will, the lot itself, if the variance for lot 48 is granted, the lot itself will just be smaller. That's what it comes to. Instead of a straight line, and it's hard, the pictures, we tried to take pictures of the lines, very hard to take because there's brush in there, but you can see there's a pole there. And it just, it kind of goes straight back. That line will be a crooked line now. And again, the only reason it is crooked is to get in as much space as they could get so they would have room to move out a little bit on lot 47. And not require any more variances. So they can comply with the existing setbacks. The...
Are they planning to turn lot, the house 47 down?
No.
No.
No. The most they would do on lot 47, you can see there's a screen porch.
Yeah.
On the first is enclose that.
Okay.
And then possibly add a bedroom above it. And that would take away their porch, and there would be room on the side for a small deck without violating, without encroaching if they do that. And their stairs would be on the right side as well.
So if we were to deck that now, it would be a bedroom, or add it right, and then the deck would be on the right-hand side of it.
That is their proposal. In fact, Mrs. Patton told me that when they did the renovations originally, that's what they thought about doing. But then they've checked into what a variance would be, and they, because of being in Texas and doing long distance, they just went with the renovations they made.
Okay.
So the deck would be off that screened-in porch?
Off to the right side, yes. And they do not have plans because it all depends on this variance. But it gives them enough room that they could put a stairway going up there and wider than that little tiny walkway that they have now. But anything that they built would have to comply with the side yard setbacks. And that is the most room that they can get. And so it would make it more usable on the right-hand side of their property than it presently is.
Mr. Shaw,
you mentioned it'll comply with the side yard. Will it comply with the front yard?
That was one of the things we discussed. I had a meeting with Mr. Whitehouse. This was so confusing that he and I met, and we tried to go through and think of every possible part of the house that would require variance just to bring it up to code now. And in fact, after we did this, I think Ms. Norwood called or came up and found others, and that's the one that she listed. And if the variance we're seeking tonight were granted, it would allow stairs, and it would allow a structure there on that side.
I'm moving that line over, right?
Yes.
I'm moving that line over.
Correct.
Okay.
And yes.
You're going to have the lot down smaller.
Correct.
Okay.
It is difficult when addressing the standards for variances. It's hard to find something more unique, I think, that having the same applicant putting side-by-side properties, both of which are not legal non-conforming properties, seeking variances, then when you look at it, affect only the two properties. It's moving the line on the one, and then one other that I didn't mention yet. So that is incredibly unique. Both properties were the blue house. Lot 48 was exactly in that spot, same footprint when they bought it. Lot 47, same footprint when they bought it. So they did not create the issue. They were legal non-conforming lots when they bought them. They're still legal non-conforming lots, and they always will be because they're never going to be 10,000 square feet, and they can't be. The standard cannot otherwise be developed. Well, again, neither lot can ever be properly developed under Sussex County Code because there isn't enough room. They can't be 10,000 square feet. They can never be bigger than the combined lots that they presently are. As I said, they're not created by the applicant. Both were undersized, legal non-conforming when purchased. They have not expanded any non-conformity. They're just seeking to correct to get variances for the present nonconformities so that on lot 47 they can continue to use that house. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, two existing houses that if they did everything that they thought about, the only difference would be the front of one house may someday look a little different than it does now. It's not going to be closer to the road. It's not going to be nothing. If there's anything on the side, it will comply with all setbacks. It's merely so that they can bring it into as much compliance as they are able to do that. And minimum variance, it's for the reasons I explained, the variances they are seeking are the minimum that would allow them to bring lot 47 into as much compliance with the code as they can possibly do. Lot 48's a little bit easier to explain, only because the only difference is moving the lot line. Included with the package I gave today are two neighbors who have said that they have no problem with this. Their letter in opposition, we see this at hearings. The person who wrote the letter says doesn't want construction of another dwelling. Well, again, this has nothing to do with construction of another dwelling. Nothing else is going to be built there. The most that's ever going to be built there that isn't there now is if they enclose an existing front screen porch and possibly add on top of that. But there's nothing else being constructed. But I can understand, because of the way the notices are framed, that most people think there's going to be some increase in density. Nothing's going to change. Nothing in density is going to change. If you lived in the neighborhood, you would know. Variance to grant, you would never know. There'd be no change at all looking at it. There's also a variance for the shed, and there's a picture of the shed in the back. As Mrs. Patton will explain, when they bought, there was a tear-down shed almost in that exact location. Their builder built the replacement shed, which is a very attractive shed. They did not know until we had this survey done for this variance that the old shed was too close to the line, and so the new one was put in the same place, so it's also too close to the line. But as you can see from the picture, no one can see it. The only people that can see it are lot 48, and they're the Pattons on lot 48. So it's a very attractive shed, and would be a real burden to move, and so they're seeking a variance for its location as well. I think, and hopefully I haven't confused you all too much by jumping back and forth, but I think, again, the best way to explain is in the long run, these issues were not created by the Pattons. They exist this way for years and years and years. Incredibly unique situation. It doesn't affect anybody except the owners of those two lots, and doesn't adversely affect anybody. It just moves a property line from one spot to another, making one lot a little bigger, another lot a little smaller, and allows them to make a better use of the one property.
I got one question. On lot 48, right, do you have to have any variances for that one?
I'm sorry?
You have to have any variances for 48 because you're moving the line over? Or they still make the variance?
It's the variance for the lot size.
Size, okay.
And the front.
Okay.
So there's two.
Yes.
But it's really not the building, it's the lot. Yes, lot 48, there's no variance for the building.
Okay.
Just the lot size.
Okay.
And the width of the, on the front.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good way of explaining it.
Okay.
And for lot 47, it's just to bring the front into compliance.
Okay.
And then the shed in the rear. Mrs. Patton came a long way, and it's okay, she'd like to say a couple words, unless anyone has any more questions of me. Yes, sir.
I do. Sean, thank you for bringing these unique cases to us. I guess just a clarifying question. If these variances are granted, we will end up with a, I think you called it a crooked new line in terms of the separators between 47 and 48.
That is correct.
Okay. If, and is the reason, in your opinion, that the line is crooked is because of the HVAC units that are associated with Lot 48?
No, it is to get, and in fact, it is to get the most new space in the front for Lot 47, because that's where they are closest to the road. So they could then expand on the side for the deck. They would have the most room. Where they needed the room the most was the front here, because that's where the issues are, in this corner on Lot 47. That's where it's closest to the road. If they were to expand, it'd be closer to the road. So they needed the most space there. And that is the reason. The surveyor, he went round and round. We went through, and that it's all about that. It's just to give them more room because, again, that's where their issue is. In the front, basically, if you look at the house, the front right corner of their property. And so that gives them the most room to take into account the setbacks, the side setbacks, and the front setbacks. In the back, you know what? Honestly, I did meet with the surveyor, and I can't remember exactly in the back. The HVAC had to be 5 feet, so that's why it's 5 feet there.
That's what I'm
yes,
wondering.
Yes, it is 5 feet there because of their location, correct.
5.3.
Yes.
So, and it's not even my prerogative. I'm just thinking that there could have been a straight line concept with a variable on or a variance on 48 and still meet your needs for 47. But that's your all issue question. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Then this is Mrs. Patton. So.
She need to attest to everything you
said. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Ms. Bat, you've heard me ramble on about your properties, have you not?
Yes.
And, ma'am, can you step up to the mic? We can't hear you back there.
Sorry.
You need to be up at the mic when you testify.
And have best of your knowledge of what I said true about your properties?
Yes.
Okay. And you can add whatever you like about both properties.
Okay, and just to explain the confusing fact that I live in Texas, but I have these properties in Delaware, I did grow up coming here and still have a lot of family here, and we love this wonderful community, and we've done everything we can to make it better. The houses were in terrible condition, and I feel like the neighbors have been very happy with the work, the care that we've put into it, trying to keep the properties appropriate for the neighborhood, not, you know, tearing them down and building new properties, but trying to save them. The first one we bought, Lot 47, was actually built by hand by this one man who ended up being, we found out later, was a spy. And it had such an interesting history that we just felt like we could never part with it. But he did, he built the side porches, I think, encroached in some areas. The front porch he built, and that encroached on the front. And so we had, you know, we had a few issues that we wanted to deal with, and we would love to be able to have wider, safer steps up to the front. And that I think the front variance is very important for that reason, and the side variance. Sorry to ramble, and if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Any questions? No. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mr. Sharp, I'd like to ask you a couple questions.
I'm sorry. The shed in the rear, is that movable?
It probably could be moved. I think it would be very expensive and difficult. It's not like a little metal shed. It's a nice, really solidly built shed.
Does it have any electric?
No.
Is it on a concrete pad or anything?
No, I think it's on footings.
Okay. And there's a, looking at your survey, it appears that the lot line where it kind of waggles a little bit, where there's more room on, closer to Daisy Road, it looks like there's a driveway there. Was that, is that the driveway for lot 47?
Okay, lot 47 does have a driveway, but that street is very narrow, and we felt like we needed to put a driveway to kind of ease some of the congestion problems.
Okay.
So there is a driveway along the side, and that's another reason that we...
And I apologize, as I looked at this a little closer, I think what I thought was a driveway are actually arrows that are referencing something. I was thinking that it was a driveway kind of near the old lot line, and it appears it may not be the case.
Okay. Now, there's just a very, very narrow side yard on the other side, and it would be nice to have a little bit of extra square footage there just for enjoyment of the property, because we did put the driveway on the other side.
Have you had any complaints about any of the structures that you're aware of?
Oh, not at all. In fact, we have, and it is the nice thing about buying dilapidated houses, people are very grateful when you renovate them and improve them. And the neighbors have been very appreciative and supportive of the things we've done. And in fact, they've even, after our shed was finished, the neighbor behind us, I guess that would be lot 39 or 38, one of those neighbors came and asked our builder if he would be willing to build a shed for them like ours. So I think people are happy with what we've done.
How far, looking at your survey, I see Daisy Road, and it looks even from the aerial there that there might be a gap between the edge of paving and the front property line. How far is that porch from the edge of paving at Daisy Road? Do you know?
You can park a car. You can head in, park a whole car, and have room to spare.
Okay. So you would say that there, the Daisy Road, the paving, and that doesn't go to your property line?
Yeah, I think that is probably gravel out there. It's hard to tell. I'm not sure exactly. Yeah, but we can pull a car all the way in with no problems.
Okay. And I take it there's no visibility concerns for cars along Daisy Road with encroachments?
No, I don't think that would create any problems. And we also tried to improve the parking on lot 48 as well, just to once again allow less inconvenience. There's a house, let's see, if you look, let's see, 46, I guess it's 45. There are a large number of people that live on that property, and there is nowhere for them to park. There's room for a parking lot or something there, but for some reason they've never developed it, so all those people park on Daisy Road. And so that was one of our big motivators in buying, you know, and putting these driveways and improving the off-street parking.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very
much.
May.
I don't know if they do.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here against this application? Operator?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Joel on the line. Please state your name and address, and your line is open.
Hello, this is Jewel Prestes. My wife and I, Michaela McNichol, and I own a crop from Carolyn. Let's see, what is the water going to be? I believe what we're in favor of, Carolyn and her husband have done.
Ma'am, before we get you started on your testimony, we just have to swear you in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. The floor is yours.
We've done a fabulous job redoing the in the neighborhood, and I trust her judgment, and I feel a reasonable request, even though we live across the street. So I have no problem.
Ma'am, which lot do you actually, is it directly across the street from 48 or 47?
48.
It'd be
43. So we are, I guess we're 52.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And I concur that the parking on Daisy further up, I guess, on lot 45 is the park. So we as well will probably request point some type of variance to alleviate, get one of the parking off that room.
Okay, does that conclude your?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else on the line?
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? No other questions. I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Sharp, do we need two motions for, or you want to?
It would make sense to do them separately.
Just because they are separate applications.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we approve case number 12516 at 20643 Daisy Road for Ray Patton for the variances requested. I believe the property is unique. There's no possibility that it can be developed in strict conformity. Practical difficulty not created by the applicant will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and represents the minimum variance necessary.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion is a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons stated. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12516 has been approved.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I move that case number 12517 for Ray and Carolyn Patton for the variances for lot 48 be approved. I believe, again, the property is unique physical characteristics. No possibility that it can be developed in strict conformity. Not created by the owner will not alter the essential character and represents the minimum variance necessary.
A motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons stated. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12517 has also been approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.